You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my good friend, Ron Sheffield. Ron sits on top of an organization of 1,000 brokers. How many you got there, Ron?
Well, we have about 850 agents and then a staff up to about 950, so about almost 1,000 people.
Wow, you're a big guy there. You got a big company going there.
Well, we got a lot of good people. I mean, it takes a lot of people to make it all come together, but we're fortunate to have had a lot of fine people there for 54 years that have laid their reputation for the rest of us that are enjoying the business there today.
You're so right. It is. You know, EWM is, South Florida's first luxury realtor, if I recall correctly.
Well, I think we are. I think that Dodie Wooten probably sold the first million-dollar home in Miami, just kind of trying to put the pieces together back in those years. Dodie's father, you'll appreciate this with Vivian just being over at Jackson Hospital, her father was the second physician in Miami back at the turn of the last century. And so she grew up as the daughter of a physician here in Miami. And she went away to college, came back, a college degree, was a social editor for the Miami Herald. Hmm. And that's kind of how she got her start in business. And then rolled that into one of the top real estate salespeople in Miami.
Well, it sounds like a life plan that was very well executed. So, Ron, let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing in the luxury market, because let's face it, that's what drives the boat down here. And with the tax changes, there's going to be some dramatic demand increase for the luxury market. When people start calling your realtors, what are your realtors telling them?
Well, they're telling them we have a great selection. You know, we have probably more inventory today than we would like to have. But if you look at our MLS today, we have 4,400 properties in the MLS today priced over $1 million.
How many?
4,400.
Okay.
And about 1,650 of those are single-family homes, and 2,700 are condominiums.
You know, it seems to me that there's a shift going on in the world. Certainly in the urban areas, and maybe it's because I'm getting older.
Yes.
But I think it's that more people want to live in these multifamily and these high density, closer in things, when that's kind of reflected in what your inventory is.
It exactly is. And I think that that's one of the reasons that we've been selling so much in the downtown, Miami area, Brickell area, the new Wynwood, Edgewater, all those areas where all of our density is really being applied is bringing people closer to where they want to be, closer to where they need to be. People don't want to travel anymore. I was listening to your traffic report here a few minutes ago, and everybody, not just in Miami and South Florida, but everybody across the country is focused on traffic. They want to be close to where they need to be.
Yeah, I get what I call pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I look at my phone, and if it starts to turn yellow where I'm going, I get up and leave right then. But we had Mike Fay on, our good friend Mike Fay, sure, a while back, and he called it the theory of donuts. Everybody wants to live inside their little donut, and it's becoming more vertically integrated. All the services are there, and you basically can. And a lot of the developers that I know now are kind of regretting that they did all the parking, because they'd rather have, instead of a valet drop-off, they'd rather have an Uber place for their porte-cochere. And, it's you're feeling the change. The guys from Flex Wheels, you're feeling the change. So what's the impact on values, and what are the places that people are looking at?
Well, I think all those places you just mentioned, the close-in places where people are looking for, I call it the two C's, the two C's of community and convenience.
Wow.
Yeah, you have a lot of single people that are living in those areas. And, you go down to Brickell here tonight, I mean, there are a lot of people in restaurants and just enjoying each other's company. And, you call your buddy, down the block and say, hey, meet me over across the street. Let's have dinner. Let's hang out a little bit together. You're back home in 5 minutes, literally.
With no aggravation.
No aggravation. And you can go to work the next morning. You can walk 4 blocks down the street, and many of those office buildings now that are down there. So, what was envisioned by our planners going back even 30 years ago is now a reality. You got three public stores right there in a row, Whole Foods now. I mean, any of the basic services that you need are right down the street within walking distance.
I remember when they were planning the Whole Foods, when they were building the Whole Foods. and they were saying it was going to change the center point and balance of all those neighborhoods. It really has. You know, I live up in Edgewater, and that's our Whole Foods, unless we go to Miami Beach.
Well, yeah, I remember when we were pre-selling the Met 1 building, 447 units in that building. It was built by MDM. And they, we were pre-selling, and when they announced that they were going to build the Whole Foods, I remember that next week from people that came in because they had heard about the Whole Foods, we sold 40 condominiums just because people felt like that was a turning point for them, a decision maker for them to buy a unit in downtown Miami. Had never really thought about it before, but they could see what was coming. And now you go down there today, it's a wonderful place.
You know, I can't pronounce the name really good. Zaha Hadid?
Yes, the architect.
Wow, that thing is topping off. You know, God rest her soul, what a job she did. And you guys from Flex Wheels talked about it for Lewis Birdman. Yep. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's just absolutely amazing. That is going to start setting a new bar. That one, and I guess the Aston Martin, are those going to be the ones that set the bar in downtown?
Well, we've had quite a few that have set the bar. I mean, obviously the Four Seasons opened there, and back in 2003, 2004.
Oh, I walked that from top to bottom with my good friend Bay Miltenberger, who's watching on Facebook Live. Say hey to Bay right there. He's watching. I checked it out.
Hello, Bay.
Hey, big guy.
Yeah, good to hear about you. I think that we have some other wonderful buildings down there that have been there now for even a few years, and some new ones that have just opened. So I think that for anybody who wants a luxury, not only apartment, but all the amenities to go with it. You know, every one of those buildings now is like a little mini country club. And you have the hotels now providing such great food and other accommodations that the hotel condo experience provides for people. So, yeah, there are a lot of reasons why people want to live in our urban environment today.
You know, the one thing that we haven't mentioned is the proximity. People talk about transportation, and they talked about clogged streets and stuff like that. But the buyers that you're talking about don't really just live in Miami. They look at the transportation alternatives internationally, and they can get to the airport in 15 minutes from those places. I'll say it this way, off-peak, but if you don't travel off-peak, you're just not bright, and you get what you deserve at this point. You can't plan everything, but you know, you Uber over, you can get there in 15-20 minutes if you plan it right.
Well, you don't even have to Uber over. You know, you can get on our metro rail right there at Brickell Station, and
then traffic doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just ride your train over there. And
I forgot about that.
You know, we need to talk more about that, because I don't think a lot of people realize now for almost 2 years you can get on any of our metro rail stops and go straight to the airport.
You know, that's something else, is you not only can go straight to the airport, you can go down to the Dadeland Mall, and soon you'll be able to go all the way up to Palm Beach. I cannot wait to ride the Brightline to Palm Beach to finally go on a regular basis and see my clients, because I avoid it because of the pre-traumatic stress syndrome of going up the highway.
We're already talking at our office about being able to go to Palm Beach for lunch.
Literally.
I mean, it's 60 minutes from downtown Miami to downtown West Palm. You get off right there by City Place. You walk across the street a couple of blocks, have lunch, meet people up there, ride back down here. I mean, it's no different than what has historically been just driving from Coral Gables to downtown, and now you can go all the way to Palm Beach and back.
Yeah, and I have clients that have their offices right there. I'm looking forward to seeing them. And let's call it what it is. It's the Long Island Railroad for South Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people are already adapting to it, and the ones who haven't really even heard that it's coming are now getting very excited about it. So I think we have a lot to look forward to.
So then that also impacts the values, and I've got to believe that the values are going to go up around those stations.
Absolutely, and again, you see this in Washington, D.C., you see it in other cities. You know, the closer you get to those metro stops, you know, the more valuable all those apartments are. So we'll see the same thing developing here. You know, we still have a lot of opportunities, for people to understand that all the way back to Coral Gables. You know, in Coral Gables, you can literally ride the free trolley up and down Ponce de Leon, you know, have your office, have your apartment, go down to the shops of Merrick Place, get on the metro rail right behind there, go downtown, go to the airport. So we have a lot of flexibility now that we really haven't recognized recognized until now that we're using it. So.
Well, I think that the planners had it right. Eventually, the pressure is going to get on everybody, and they're going to start using alternative transportation, and we've reached the tipping point. Let's take a break right now. Can you stay with me for one more segment?
I'm here.
All right, you're the man. Wanda, spin it up. We'll rock it. We'll come back with Ron, and we'll talk a little bit of personal stuff with Ron. We'll talk about what creates the culture at EWM and why it's such a great place to work. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, thanks for picking out one of my good favorite songs here. I'm turning pink here.